thanks to a special invitation from Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur, had the opportunity to go to Stillwater and witness some thank yous being given from the state government of Oklahoma to the Oklahoma Animal Diagnostic Laboratory, which is a part of the OSU College of Veterinary Medicine. Joining us today, Dr. Jerry Ritchie, Interim Director of what a lot of folks call ODL.
ODL, of course, is pretty well known by a lot of our livestock producers. They understand that the diagnostic lab is very important for their animal agriculture enterprises. But give us a little bit of a thumbnail of what this place is really all about.
You bet. ODL is the state of Oklahoma's flagship diagnostic laboratory. We are involved in disease diagnosis, surveillance for all important diseases that not only affect livestock, but also companion animals. There's many facets of this. There's diseases that we worry about for animal production, but there's also diseases that we worry about for control, and including what are called zoonotic diseases, which are diseases that can be transmitted to people. And so we're also responsible for making sure that the state is clear of diseases like rabies and tularemia and anthrax and some of those kind of diseases that people hear about.
So in all likelihood, if a veterinarian takes a sample from either a small animal or a large animal, it's probably going to end up here.
In the state of Oklahoma, without question, we get samples, I believe, from 75 of the 77 counties from every state in this great nation, with the exception of two or three. So we get the bulk of our samples, of course, from the region, but we are actually getting samples from all over the country.
And you're actually able to look at a wide variety of things. You've got several different departments that make up the lab.
That's correct, sir. We are able to, we have several different departments within the laboratory. Probably the central one is pathology. And then there are several laboratories that do ancillary testing, such as the molecular diagnostic session, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a second. Serology section that looks for antibodies and antigens to help mark animal infection. And then bacteriology and parasitology.
Now, as we were visiting with you, as you showed us around the lab, you talked about the fact that you've got the capability in this lab to handle pretty good sized volumes of samples because of, you know, you're talking about a lot of cases, herds of animals.
Yes, that's correct. And so this, as we talked about, was really what kind of dovetailed into our wheelhouse for being able to help with the human COVID testing, because we do a lot of testing in this laboratory, thousands of tests each day within our ancillary sections, particularly molecular diagnostics and serology. And we have the resources, we have the expertise in our personnel, we have the equipment to be able to do thousands of tests along many different platforms, looking for many different types of infectious diseases.
When this COVID-19 outbreak came along, a lot of pressure on trying to up the numbers of tests that could be run. You're saying that a lot of our human labs that would normally handle the human testing, don't have that capability compared to this lab.
Yeah, a lot of them don't, and it's not their fault. It's just not what they do. And here, as we talked about, we are used to dealing either in herd health outbreaks or testing high volumes of animals for either surveillance or regulatory testing. And so we were able to come online very, very quickly and offer the lab's capacity to help the state and the Oklahoma State Department of Health with their human and COVID testing. We have not been able to do this on our own, and I want to make sure that everybody knows that we have had a lot of help from the governor's office, from the Oklahoma State Department of Health, from the president of the university, and particularly the vice president of research, Kenneth Sewell. They provided for us an emergency management team headed by Ed Kirtley. We have dozens of volunteers from all over this campus, from College of Agriculture, from engineering. This has truly been Oklahoma State Cowboy team effort.
As you've done that, you said you obviously had to get your people ramped up and get them HIPAA certified, among other things. Since the start, end of March is when you actually started getting some samples in, correct?
That's correct. We did our first testing March 31st, and as I'm sitting here talking with you in that time on April 24th, today's my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. On April 24th, we've done over 12,000 tests.
And that makes you the largest lab as far as the number of tests run in Oklahoma.
My understanding from looking at the data coming out of the Oklahoma State Department of Health's office that we have done somewhere between 22% and 25% of the testing for the state of Oklahoma.
One of the great things about this for this type of a test that we're trying to get information about COVID so quickly is that you can turn it around with the equipment you have very, very quickly.
Yes, we can. We can get the results out within 24 hours after receiving the sample. There are some glitches and things that delay reporting. Most of it is verification of the patient. Sometimes we will get patient samples where the person that submitted the test wrote an incorrect name or an incorrect birth date. And so sometimes those are delayed because we have to verify the patient that we're reporting. But 90% of what we do is out within 12 to 24 hours after we get the sample.
Even as you've done this, you've been able to maintain your contact, your service to animal agriculture.
Yes, sir. We have a phenomenal staff here. Probably our best resource is our staff. They're committed to the state. They're committed to the College of Veterinary Medicine, the Oklahoma Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab. We have not forgotten, nor will we forget, that our first mission, despite the importance of the COVID testing, our first mission is animal health in the state of Oklahoma. We have maintained our animal capacity. We have maintained all animal testing. We continue to provide the same high quality service and high quality results that our stakeholders have come to expect. People are working very long hours, very hard hours to make that happen. But I do want to stress that this is the Oklahoma Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab, and we have not forgotten our primary mission.
Thank you, Dr. Ritchie. Dr. Jerry Ritchie, the interim director for the Oklahoma Animal Diagnostic Laboratory. It's a part of the OSU College of Veterinary Medicine on campus at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.